Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. If you've not already, I encourage you to pick up your copy of Slime Incorporated. It's my first detective novel, and it's a modern mystery novel, but with a nod to classic detective fiction. It tells the story of Cole Eustick, who finds himself investigating a case of murder and dirty politics against the backdrop of the Idaho gubernatorial election. The book is available as a paperback, an ebook, and an audiobook through audible.com or the iTunes store. You can view all my books, audiobooks, and ebooks at store.greatdetectives.net. Now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date, May the 21st, 1947. And this episode is Blackie Breaks into Langley Penitentiary.
Blackie, that saw's making too much noise. The guards are sure to hear a saw in these bars.
Bite your tongue, Brennan. We've been looking so far.
What happens if they catch us trying to cut our way into the corridor?
It'll be a long time before either of us see the outside of these prison walls. That's what happens.
I won't care to see them if we can't do this, Blackie.
Well, the guard's coming. Duck down.
I'm already down.
Whew. That was almost the end of that.
Thought it'd be... Maybe we'd better not go through with this.
It's too late now, Brennan. Besides, this is something I have to take care of personally.
Gotta be, Blackie. If things go wrong, you'll never get out of that uniform you're wearing. You'll be number 685-9437 for the next 10 years.
Oh, I don't know. If I'm a good boy, they might give me a different number just to break the monotony. There, we did it. That's 3-bar sword through. I think I can crawl through the window now. Thanks for the help, Brennan.
I'm the one who should be thanking you.
Well, don't thank me yet. I haven't done anything so far.
But you think you can do it, don't you?
Well, so far, I've done everything I said I would. Well, here goes. And I'll bet this is the first time on record anyone ever broke into a state penitentiary.
And now, back to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
Attention! Attention in the exercise yard. All men of cell blocks 5 and 6, roll call for breakfast in 5 minutes. 5 minutes!
Some nerve they got telling us an exercise yard. Who's exercising? Huh, Kevin?
I don't know. All I know is it ain't us. You see him around anywhere?
No, I'll let you know when I do. I promised you, didn't I?
Well, this is the day. The day I gotta take care of that rat. That's what I promised myself. And nobody's gonna stop me.
Oh, I wouldn't say nobody, Kevin, unless you call me a nobody.
Boston Blackie. And in prison. Well, what do you know?
Hi, Kevin. Who's your friend?
His friend is me, and the name's Joe. What's it to you, Blackie?
Don't make me answer that.
So the great Boston Blackie finally wound up in stir. Well, what do you know? Beat it, Blackie.
Sorry, Kevin. I went to too much trouble getting in here. Relax. We've got talk to make, you and I.
Wrong boy, Blackie. Me and the friend Joe are talking to each other, and we kind of like it that way.
I'd keep moving if I was you, Blackie. You heard what Kevin said.
Don't get tough with me, Joe. I don't like it. In fact, I don't like you. Go walk away somewhere. In fact, don't walk, run. Go away. I want to talk to Kevin.
Blackie, I wouldn't talk to you if we were the only two cons inside these walls. Now get out of my sight before Maddie Ennis finds you here.
Hey, Kevin. What's Maddie Ennis want with this guy?
Only his heart, Joe. If any two guys in this world hate each other, it's Maddie Ennis and Boston Blackie. Only maybe I'm in there, too. I hate them both as much as they hate each other.
Listen, Kevin. Ennis is just the guy that I want to talk to you about.
Talk to me about rat poison. I'd like it better. And you keep out of my sight or I'll... Uh-oh, the alarm. Some fool's trying to make a break for it, the jerk.
Something big, all right.
Attention. Attention in the exercise yard. That way, walk for inspection. Quiet. Don't talk you. Call in for inspection. Call in.
Inspection. Some nerve they got. What for?
Something screwy somewhere. That's all I know.
The men are saying something. Can you make out what it is?
No, but they're passing the word down this way.
Hey, fella. Hey, what's up, boy?
Shut up. Listen. We'll find out what's happened.
They found Matty Ennis murdered in his cell.
They found Matty Ennis murdered in his cell.
They found Matty Ennis murdered in his cell.
Look, Warden Ross, if you'll just get hold of Inspector Faraday of the Homicide Squad, he'll identify
you. We have a call into Faraday already, Blackie. That's what your name is. We'll just have to wait. But it might help if you told us what you're doing here in prison uniform.
I can't tell you that, Warden Ross, but believe me, I didn't break into prison to kill Matty Ennis. And I have a permit for the gun that you found on me.
You don't have a permit to break into this penitentiary, Blackie. What did you do it for and how?
Suppose we settle for the how. I got over the wall and sawed my way into the corridor in cell block 5.
Where were you all night? Not in the corridor.
No, a hidden washroom. I knew I'd be safe there because all the prisoners had been checked into their cells for the night.
You're still luckier than smart, Blackie. I've heard about the crazy things you've done, but I want you to know that this is the... Maybe this is your friend Faraday.
I hope so. I want to get out of here. There's no point in my being here now.
Hello?
Hello, Warden Ross. This is Faraday, Homicide. I got your message. What's the matter?
Well, first of all, a man broke into this prison last night.
I guess we have a bad connection, Warden. I thought you said broke in.
I did say break in. Or broke in. Connection's good. It's the situation that's bad.
Somebody broke into Langley Penitentiary?
Yes. Last night and wasn't caught till this morning in an emergency checkup of prisoners.
There's only one man who'd try such a wacky thing and get away with it. Boston Blackie.
Well, that's exactly who this fella claims he is. Would you know his voice if you heard it over the phone?
Yes. Put him on.
Just a minute. Here, Blackie wants to talk to you.
Thanks. Hello, Faraday, old pal.
That's enough. Put the warden back on.
He wants to talk to you, warden.
Okay. Well, Inspector, is it Boston Blackie?
Yes, it's Blackie, all right. What do you want to do with him?
Get rid of him. I have enough trouble on my hands as it is.
Okay, let him go. He's all right. Only, don't tell him I told you so.
Tell Faraday I can hear him. It'll spoil his day.
I'll Inspector... spoil that guy's face one of these days. What's this about other trouble, Warden?
A convict was found murdered in his cell this morning.
That's so. Anybody I knew?
You might remember him. It was Matty Ennis.
Matty Ennis?
Yes.
And Blackie broke into prison last night? Don't let Blackie go.
Don't let him go. Why not?
Why not? Because Boston Blackie promised he'd get Matty Ennis one of these days. That's why not. And it looks like, as usual, Blackie's kept his word.
This way, Blackie. Seeing you're a special prisoner, I guess there's no time limit to you in the visitor's room. Only, don't break out, will you? That's new wire we just put up.
Okay, God, I'll remember that. Who was it wants to see me?
Oh, some girl.
You didn't say that right. If it's a girl, it's Mary Wesley, and she's some girl.
I got to look at her. You're not kidding. You can say anything you like, Blackie, but just don't invite her in.
I won't. Hi, Mary.
Blackie. Oh, Blackie, how did you get into this mess?
Why, this isn't a mess I'm in. It's penitentiary.
Oh.
Well, how do you like me in this number? Or do you think I'd look better in a snappy 547925 instead of this English draped 5735210?
Oh, now, Blackie, don't try to be funny. Gee, I heard you broke into this place. Now, why did you do anything like that?
Well, I'll tell you a secret. I promise not to tell it to any member of the police force or your ladies' club.
You know I won't tell anyone.
Well, in that case, what's the use of bragging?
Oh, Blackie.
I'm sorry. I'll tell you why. Do you know who Johnny Brennan is?
Yeah. He owns that restaurant we go to on Ralph Avenue.
That's right. Well, his son Kevin is serving 5 years for being mixed up with a gang of young West Side hoodlums. And now he's in a worse jam than ever and doesn't know it.
But he couldn't be in more trouble than he is right now.
He is, though. His father found out through the underworld grapevine that Kevin was going to be framed for the murder of Matty Ennis.
Matty Ennis? Well, he was found dead right here in prison this morning. I heard it on the radio. But, gee, I didn't hear them mention Kevin Brennan.
No, but they'll mention him soon. Young Brennan and Ennis had adjoining cells, and as soon as they find out Kevin hated Ennis, it's going to look bad for the kid.
Well, why didn't Kevin's father write his son and tell him about the frame?
No, Brennan tried to ward Kevin, but his son wouldn't see him. Brennan wrote letters, but Kevin returned them unopened.
So Mr. Brennan asked you to see his son.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin wouldn't talk to you either.
I got here a little late. And don't say we should have gone to the police about the frame, because after that, if Ennis was murdered, that would have made Kevin the number one suspect.
But Blackie, you're still in jail.
Oh, but I'm a special prisoner, Mary. I even chose my own cell, the one Ennis was murdered in.
Oh, fine. Well, if you see any ghosts, tell them goodbye for me, hmm?
It's what's next to the late Matty Ennis' cell that interests me, Mary.
What?
Kevin Brennan has the next apartment, and I want to try to get some information out of him.
Well, I should think you'd want to get out of here, that this place must be... must get you down.
It does, but I'm not going to stay down until I turn Ennis killer up.
Hello? Brennan's restaurant.
Mr. Brennan, this is Mary Wesley.
Mary, did you see Blackie up at the prison?
Yes, and he tried to kid about it, but he's in trouble. And you've got to get him out of it. Now, look, you've got to go to Inspector Faraday with me and explain why Blackie broke into prison.
But, Miss Wesley, with Ennis dead, I can't do that.
But...
if I say I ask Blackie to go and order to stop my son from being suspected of his murder, they throw the book at me, boy. I can't go.
Blackie didn't say he couldn't go when you asked him to break into prison.
Oh, but that was different. This could mean me boy's life.
Or Blackie's. Well, I tell Faraday myself, but he won't believe me, and Blackie won't talk. Now, you've got to do it, Mr. Brennan.
Please don't ask me to do that, Miss Wesley. It'd be like killing my own boy. I'll go to see Inspector Faraday with you if you want. But I can't tell him why I asked Blackie to go to the penitentiary.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin Brennan, I want to talk to you.
Shut up, Blackie. I'm busy.
Kevin, do you know how Matty Ennis was killed?
He was stabbed. What about it?
That means someone had to get close to him. Who could get closer to him than you? This cell I'm in is the one Ennis was in. It's the last in the row. You're the prisoner nearest to him.
So what? I didn't kill him. Now, keep your talk in your own cell, will you?
Listen, Kevin, I want to tell you something.
You
you're not...
You had a kid to say shut up, didn't you, Blackie?
Who's that?
Me, that's who.
It's Joe, my cellmate. And we're having a nice friendly little game of cards. So for the last time, shut up and let us alone, will you?
Not a chance, kid. You're going to listen to
now
me
look,
if it's a...
Blackie, I'll tell you something that will maybe make you shut up.
Oh, the tough character again, huh? What do you know, Joe?
You ain't funny, Blackie. The kid don't want you to talk to him, so don't. I'll start taking it personally. Know what I mean?
I hope so. I'm still unhappy with myself for not taking a poke at you in the yard. Maybe I'll make myself glad about me tomorrow, though.
Oh, tomorrow, huh? Well, you got a date, Blackie. You see, maybe the kid didn't like Matty Ennis, but I did. He was my friend. And I don't like guys who kill my friends, which is one more reason that I don't like you.
Now, back to Boston Blackie. Because he is not on speaking terms with his father, and because he refuses even to read his father's letters, convict Kevin Brennan is unaware that he is to be framed for the murder of Matty Ennis, a fellow inmate of Langley Penitentiary. So Boston Blackie breaks into the jail to see Kevin, but before he can force young Brennan into conversation, Matty Ennis is murdered. Because Ennis and Blackie are sworn enemies, Inspector Faraday feels Blackie has something to do with the killing, and Blackie is held in the penitentiary, pending investigation. As we return to our story, Mary Wesley and John Brennan are in Inspector Faraday's office.
Please, now, Inspector Faraday, before you go up to the penitentiary, tell me that you know Blackie didn't kill Mr. Ennis.
I don't know anything of the kind, Miss Wesley.
Sorry, dear Inspector. Why would Blackie kill Ennis?
Why, Mr. Brennan? Because Blackie said he would someday.
Well, now, Blackie says a lot of things that he doesn't mean.
He meant this, Miss Wesley. Ennis was sent to jail for a $100,000 robbery, in which two little girls were killed in the getaway. We couldn't pin a murder rap on Ennis, and Blackie said he'd take care of Ennis himself.
Oh, but that was just an idle threat, Inspector.
Blackie hasn't been idle a day in his life, Mr. Brennan. But I have more against him than that threat. Ennis swore he'd get him someday because Blackie broke that case. And I have an idea. Ennis and Blackie met. Ennis went for Blackie when Blackie broke into the prison, only Blackie was too quick for him.
Well, that would be murder and self-defense, Inspector Faraday. You can't...
I know what it is, Miss Wesley, but it's still murder. You don't think I like to see Blackie in a jam, do you?
Well, I hope not.
But he is in a jam, Miss Wesley. Why did he break into Langley Penitentiary if not to kill Ennis? That's what has to be answered before he has a chance to get out of this mess.
Well, I could tell you why he did it.
And I'm supposed to believe you?
Sorry, Pete. Do you think Blackie broke into that jail to kill Ennis?
He might have, Mr. Brennan. Ennis was caught after that robbery, but we never found the money. Maybe Blackie went after Ennis to force him to tell where he'd stashed the dough.
Well, I remember the Ennis robbery, Inspector. Ennis had an accomplice who wasn't caught.
You don't remember enough. Ennis had an accomplice, all right, and he wasn't caught right after the robbery. But he was caught a little while ago. And according to the records I went over this afternoon, it looked as if he wanted to be picked up. Yeah, the clever Joe Atherton walked right into a trap.
Joe Atherton? That was Matty Ennis's partner?
Yes.
Thought he'd be. Joe Atherton is me son's cellmate.
So what?
Nothing. No wonder Kevin has turned against me so.
What do you mean, turned against you?
I have his last letter written several months ago, telling me not to bother writing to him anymore.
Huh?
He had a friend, Joe Atherton, who was going to show him the right way to make good. He didn't want to be bothered with any more of my preaching.
That's typical of all youngsters who get in with hardened criminals, Mr. Brennan. It may not be too late to straighten your son out. I'll see if I can have him moved away from Atherton.
And will you see if you can have Blackie moved out of the penitentiary, Inspector Faraday?
Getting out of jail is strictly up to Blackie, Miss Wesley. When I get there, he's got to tell me what he was up to when he broke into jail. That is, if he hasn't broken out by now.
Inspector, you have no idea how cute you look behind that chicken wire. Just like a setting hen.
You're going to be looking at me through bars if you don't start talking, Blackie.
Listen to the setting hen cluck.
Blackie, are you going to tell me why you broke in here, or aren't you?
I read any good books lately, Inspector.
All right. Then you can stay in here. You're 95.
Well, that's a relief. I thought you might have him keep me here for life.
Look, Blackie, why did you kill Matty Ennis?
Oh, Inspector, come now. Maybe I'm a bad boy, but I'm not that bad.
You're plenty good. Good enough to break in here without getting caught. Good enough to find Ennis and try to force him to tell you where he stashed the $100,000 he got in that robbery. Good enough to beat him to the punch when he tried to kill you.
Will you be good enough to tell me what I'd want with that $100,000?
You're not the richest man in the world.
No, but I wouldn't go to Ennis to find that money. If I wanted it, I'd try to find his accomplice who wasn't caught and beat it out of him.
His accomplice is right here in this prison.
Is he?
Yes. And in a cell right next to where Ennis was killed.
Kevin Brennan didn't work with Ennis.
No, but Joe Atherton did. And Atherton and Brennan share the same cell. But I don't think that's news to you. I think you knew it.
Keep your badge on, Inspector. Keep your badge on. How do you know Atherton and Ennis were partners in that robbery?
Because we got a description of the accomplice who got away when we grabbed Ennis. And Atherton fits that description.
He fits something else, too, Inspector. Go back to sleep and dream that the Ennis murder is solved. See me later, and I'll make that dream come true.
Hey, Joe, you asleep?
No, Kevin. What's the matter up there? Bugs in your bunk?
No, I'm just thinking, that's all.
Yeah, what about?
Blackie. He went to an awful lot of trouble to get in here to talk to me. Maybe I should let him have his say.
Yeah, what for?
Because he's an all right guy. He did get to say something about Matty Ennis to me and about me getting into trouble because of him. I'm beginning to think
You're beginning
that...
to go off your nut.
I go to sleep.
I did a lot of talking about hating Matty Ennis.
Yeah, I know, kid. You want people to think you're a tough guy, don't you?
I don't know now. That was your idea. And maybe I shouldn't listen to your ideas.
One more crack like that, I'll pull you down out of that funk of yours and slap you around.
We'll try it and see what happens to you.
Oh, you think you're real tough, huh?
Hey, well, we'll see. I'll get you down out of there.
Cut it out! Ow!
You. There, you're down, hey, kid. Let's see if you're up to this.
My turn, Betty. Oh, yeah, it's a guard.
Keep your mouth shut now, Kevin. And you keep your mouth shut.
Hey,
listen
hey,
to me.
What's going on in there, Brennan? You, Atherton. What are you up to now?
Nothing, guard.
Sounding to me like you two were fighting. Maybe you'd both like a little solitary, huh?
No, we weren't fighting, guard. Just swatting flies.
Swatting flies?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, just swatting flies.
Sure, I was just trying to exterminate an insect.
Hello, Warden. You sent for me?
Yes, I did, Blackie. Come in, sit down.
Thanks. That's one of the best things I do.
Blackie, you don't know that Ennis was stabbed with a spoon shaped into a crude knife. Probably by some convict who had access to an emery wheel in the machine shop.
That sounds normal enough.
After dinner yesterday, we checked the silverware the prisoners use. We do it after every meal. The spoon was missing. We searched, but couldn't find it. We know it was missing from the bench where young Brennan ate.
Joe Atherton ate there too, didn't he?
Yes, but there was bad blood between Ennis and Brennan. Atherton and Ennis got on pretty well. Blackie, young Brennan worked in the machine shop.
Didn't Atherton? You see, you keep overlooking one fact, Warden. And that is that Brennan's cellmate, Atherton, had the same opportunity to kill Ennis as the kid did. Exactly the same. Your point, of course, is that Atherton had no reason to kill Ennis and Kevin did. Well, let's make believe that Atherton had no reason you know of.
What are you getting at?
Warden, would young Brennan be foolish enough to kill a man everyone knows he hated in a way that had to be traced to him? I doubt it. Look, can you arrange a baseball game between the convicts for tomorrow morning?
Yes, of course, but why?
You want to know what the score is, don't you? I guarantee I'll be able to tell you when Joe Atherton comes to bat.
Your attention, all prisoners. Your attention.
Okay, Warden Ross, okay.
You men are allowed in the exercise yard today, pending your best behavior. I'm allowing this baseball game because I don't think it's fair for all of you to suffer for the actions of two or three. I think it's a good idea for us to take our minds off Matty Ennis for a little while. But you're to be allowed out here only as long as you behave yourself. All right. I'll umpire the first few innings. Let's play ball.
Come on, the warden said play ball. Stop yapping out there on the mound and pitch to me.
All right, let's go, men. Well, Blackie, I didn't know you were a catcher.
I've caught more than baseballs in my time, Warden Ross. I didn't know you were an umpire.
I'm not. Who's going to argue with the warden?
I see what you mean.
Come on, come on. Stop that bowling out there. Let's play ball.
Come on, pitcher. Burn one in. You're too good for this guy. You're too good for him, pal.
This is one you're not going to feel in that mitt of yours, Blackie. I'm going to slam this one over the wall.
And don't you wish you could go over the wall after it?
You said it.
Here comes the pitch, boy. You can't get it. You can't. Hey, you got it.
Fair ball. Batter up. Get the next batter in there.
Lucky hit, kid. Lucky hit. Just keep finding the middle of this old mitt here. Burn it down and they'll never see it. Pitch it to me, boy. Pitch it to me.
He's going to never reach you, Blackie, and a pass to the first one a mile.
Well, look who's up. Joe Atherton. Sucker's up, kid. Throw him a hook and he'll break his neck.
He'll break yours. I get half a chance.
Wouldn't surprise me at all, especially after what you did to Matty Ennis.
Blackie, don't fool with me now.
Run!
What do you mean?
Nice pitching, kid. Nice going. A guy needs a paddle, not a bat. Now, one more in the same place, boy. The next one goes right in your head, Joe.
That's right. I'll beat your brains in.
That's something that would be impossible for me to do to you. No brains.
Boy, you, I'll show you.
Let's
go! What do you mean?
See, Atherton? You turn back to look at me, and my boy puts another one right over. You put one over on Matty Ennis, too, didn't you? You killed him so you'd get the money he'd stashed away after you got out.
Lucky after the game, I'm going to fix you.
Shut up. You're not going to do anything. Now, come on, kid. One more gets this sucker out here.
Oh, a sucker, huh?
Sure you are. You didn't think I knew that you were Ennis's partner in that 100-grand robbery, did you?
Who told you? Oh, the Brennan kid, huh? I should have framed him better.
Blackie!
Okay, Blackie, you talked me into striking out, but you know too much, and I'm going to...
Not with that bat, John. Warden, look away.
Blackie, he could have killed you.
Hit you with that bat.
Sure, but... I hit first. Warden Ross, this character killed Ennis here and was going to frame young Brennan for the murder. A baseball game is a swell spot to tag him, too. He had two strikes on him from the time I broke in here.
Well, Inspector Faraday, are you satisfied we have Matty Ennis's killer? What I heard Atherton say to Blackie at home plate was enough to convince me.
Yes, Warden Ross, Atherton's our man. You don't mind if I wait in this office of yours till my men get here to pick him up, do you?
No, not at all.
Well, you can wait here if you want a Faraday, but I'm leaving. I've had enough of this penitentiary to last me for 100 years.
Blackie, I ought to send you here for 100 years and a day for not telling me why you broke into this place.
Well, I couldn't tell you, Faraday. And if I did, you wouldn't have believed me. Besides, if I told you Kevin Brennan was going to be framed for killing Matty Ennis, what would you have done when Ennis was found dead?
I wouldn't have accused Kevin Brennan, because I have to have proof before I accuse anybody of anything.
Oh, is that so? You accused me of killing Ennis. Did you have proof?
Well, no. But that was different. I can accuse you of anything and be right most of the time.
Pal, you're so far from ever being right, the fellas called you Lefty.
Yeah.
You would have picked on young Brennan, all right.
All right, so I would have arrested him and made a mistake. So he would have been released. I suppose you never made a mistake.
I made a mistake not figuring out who had a motive to kill Ennis before breaking in here. If I'd known Ennis's accomplice was in prison, too, I could have saved myself a lot of trouble.
I guess you think it's my fault for not telling you. I didn't even know you were working on the case.
If I told you what I was going to do, you'd have worked on me. But I've had enough of this case and enough of this jail and too much of you.
That's so.
I'm getting out of here. It's all right for me to go now, isn't it, Warden Ross?
Yeah. Yes, Blackie. There's nothing to keep you here now. It's Faraday here wants to prefer charges against you for breaking into jail.
I can do that too, Blackie. Well, I could prefer charges.
I know what you could prefer, Faraday, but I know you prefer not to have me in prison. Just how far would you get on your cases with your body in your office and your brains in jail?
This is Andrea J. Graham, author of the Web Surfer series, oh, and A Madam's Wife. You're listening to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio.
Welcome back. I hate to contradict that well-known legal scholar, Inspector Faraday, but technically, murder in self-defense isn't actually murder. It would be what's known as justifiable homicide. And the end scene was interesting, which Faraday suggests that he accuses Blackie of crimes on thin-based evidence because they're good friends. At least that's the implication I got from that whole explaining why he's constantly accusing Blackie of everything, even though Blackie always ends up proved innocent. Now we turn to listener comments and feedback. Joey writes, "I miss Jan Miner as Mary. She plays the role a little more mischievous." Well, thanks so much for the comment. Jan Miner is a lot of fun to listen to, and we will get to hear her again when we get to Casey Crime Photographer. Though, I think it all will depend, too, you know, when we're listening to Leslie Woods, the current Mary Wesley, see, you know, what type of scripts are given, because the actor or actress can only work with what they're given. But thanks so much for the comment, Joey. That'll do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and next Thursday it'll be another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to Box 13 at GreatDetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.